Norm? When that girl from the flat opposite knocked earlier, do you know what she wanted?
Yeah, she wanted to borrow a pint of milk.
No. Do you know what she really wanted?
Yeah, she really wanted to borrow a pint of milk.
Okay, she may have said, can I borrow a pint of milk, please? But I think she was after something else.
What, coffee?
Norman, you just don't understand women, do you?
Women are no problem. It's you I'm having trouble with.
Look, sometimes women don't say exactly what they mean. Okay, like, for instance, if I go to a disco and I ask a girl to dance and she says no, what do you think she's trying to tell me?
Well, I mean, I'm not exactly Desmond Morris, Gareth, but maybe she's telling you she doesn't want to dance with you.
Yeah, well, that's possible, I suppose, yeah.
Especially if she's seen you dance.
Yeah, but it's also possible she's trying to say something else.
What, like she wants to borrow a pint of milk?
When I ask a girl to dance and she says no, it's quite possible. What she's actually saying is, I'd love to dance with you, you great big chunky sex god. But I don't know if I could trust myself to stand next to you whilst you're gyrating your perfect body.
What if she says yes?
I don't know. I've never had a girl say yes.
So, let me see if I can work out what you're trying to tell me here, Gareth. For example, if I go to the newsagents for my morning paper and the girl behind the counter says, here's your change, what she's really saying is, I'd love my hand to be going where that money's going.
Well, possibly. Or she could be saying, oh, you're the kind of prat who buys the Sunday Sport.
So I've really got to think, what are they saying to me?
That's right. I think it makes women a bit more mysterious, sexy.
I get it.
Hi. Would you like to come over to my flat and have sex with me?
Gareth, it's the girl from the flat opposite. She wants to borrow a pint of milk.